好，我们继续讲加拉太书的系列。
We're going to continue with Galatians.
有人说啊，互联网的出现呢，使人与人之间的距离拉近了。
People say that the invention of the internet has reduced the distance between people.
啊，使我们这个地球啊变成地球村了。
And it's turned this world into a world village.
你认同这种看法吗？
Do you agree?
什么叫做村呢？就是一小群人一起生活的地方。
Now, what is a village? It's a place where a small group of people live.
在这个村里面，你会认识所有的人。
And in this village, you will know everyone.
你会在那里知道其他的人家里发生了什么事情在那个地方发生了什么事情。
And you will know everything that that happens in other people's lives and what has happened in that town.
今天我们已经说进入了地球村的时代。
And it's been said that we have entered this worldly town age.
请问呢，在这里，你们有多少人是认识住在你隔壁的邻居的？
But let me ask, how many of you actually know your neighbors that you actually live next to?
那不是说点点头那种的认识，你真正的认识他是你的朋友的。
It's not just the kind of knowing that you just say hi, but you actually know them very well.
有吗？没人举手啊？
Anyone?
有两个，好。
Oh, there's two people.
那我再问，有多少人会认识你隔壁的在隔壁的邻居？
How many of you actually know the person next door?
有多少？没了。哎呦，
one,
还有一个。
One person.
好。很可惜哦，这里坐的这么多人，隔壁的隔壁住在你隔壁的就一个人认识。
Such a pity. All of you guys here, and only one person knows the person next door.
大家请注意哦，在互联网上面呢，你所认识的人呢，很多时候是男是女，你都不一定知道，是不是？
Please take note that the friends that you make on the internet, you don't even know if they're a boy or a girl.
在互联网上面，我们得到很多的消息，你会觉得你知道很多很多。
And the internet that you, I mean, the information that you get from the internet will be a lot.
但是有到底有多少是真的呢？
But how much of that is actually true?
就算他们是真的，那有多少对你的生命或者你的生活是有用的呢？
And if it is actually true, how much of it is actually useful to your life?
互联网对人类的生活或者是有正面的意义的，我们不能否定它。
We can't deny that the internet has positive effects on our lives.
但是它的负面的结果是带给人更多的不确定和更多多余的资讯。
But its negative impact is that it brings to people's lives uncertainty and extra information.
我们虽然生活在一个高科技的时代，但是看看我们自己，我们仍然是有血有肉的人，是不是？
Although that we live in a high-tech society, we ourselves are actually human beings with flesh and bones.
有谁是跟我们一样，自己一样有血有肉的呢？
Who here is the same as us with flesh and bones?
是上帝所创造有灵魂的人。
It's the people that God has made, people with actual souls, with
不是电脑，不是电视，不是电影，是人。
Not computers, not movies, not technology.
是你的亲人，你的邻居，你的朋友，他们才是上帝所爱的人。
It's your friends, your friends, your family, and your neighbors that God loves.
那很可惜啊，今天我们对着电脑上网或者看电影或者打游戏的时间，远远会比跟一个活着的人讲话多。
It's a really big pity now that the time that we spend on the internet or watching movies or playing games far exceeds the time that we spend with actual people.
这导致很多的年轻人只会懂得与电脑相处，不懂得与人相处。
This has caused many young people being only able to interact with computers and not people.
人与人之间应该怎么样相处？
So how should people interact with one another?
特别是作为一个基督徒，我们不再是一个人了。
Being a Christian means that we are no longer one single person.
我们是基督身体的一部分，我们不能活在自己的世界里面。
We are a part of Christ, and we cannot just live on our own.
基督徒的生命是因着圣灵跟我们一起的时候的改变。
The life of a Christian is that when the Holy Spirit comes and enters us and changes us.
当圣灵与我们同在的时候，我们身上就能够结出圣灵的果子。这是上一次艾菲讲到的时候有提过。
When the Spirit enters us, it bears fruit, and the fruits of the Spirit, Ivy talked about last time.
我想问大家一个问题，圣灵的果子第一个是什么
？Let me ask you guys a question. What's the first fruit of the Spirit?Remember that song?
什么
What is it?
大声一点
Ladder
Love, yes, love. 爱
It is love
爱是有关人与人之间的相处的方法
Love is what is the thing about interaction between people
保罗在哥林多前书里面写了一篇爱的诗篇非常出名的这篇大家会背吗
Paul wrote a very famous passage on love in 1 Corinthians Do you guys know it?
有谁会背啊
can anyone recite it?
背一句两句也好啊
Just one or two verses
大家都会背第一句是吧爱是恒久忍耐
Everyone knows the first bit Love is patient
在今天保罗在加拉太书里面同样的告诉我们不可贪图虚荣彼此诛怒互相的嫉妒
And the same way in this passage Paul has told us that we should not envy others and bicker with others
这是在说当我们是基督身体的一部分的时候我们不是互相的比赛我们不是互相的在竞争
And when we are in the body of Christ we are not in competition with one another we're not in a race
我们打开圣经看第六章的第一节这里讲到如果有人陷在一些的过犯里你们属灵的人要用温柔的心使他回转过来自己却要小心免得也被他引诱
So in verse 1 it says Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin You who are spiritual should restore him gently But watch yourself or you also may be tempted
这里也是从正面的来告诉我们我们除了不是互相竞争互相比赛之外我们还要互相的服侍
So we should not be in competition with one another But we should actually serve one another
这就是今天我们要讲的第一个重点了当一个人需要帮助的时候我们就要挺身而出
So this is the first point of the message today It's when others are in need We should go and help them
这种帮助可能是物质上的帮助
This sort of help may be materialistic help
也可能是更多的是属灵里面的帮助
Or more likely it could be spiritual help
就像这第一节我们刚才读的例子里面如果有人犯错了谁去帮助他呢
So just like in verse 1 says if someone's caught in sin who will go and help them
是你们啊是你们我们用温柔的心使他回转
We should be, restore him gently
在约翰福音里面记载了有一个女人犯了奸淫当场被人抓住
In John's Gospel, it was written that there was a woman who was caught with doing adultery.
在那个年代呢，被抓住犯奸淫的话呢，是要用石头被石头扔死的。
And at that time, if you were caught in adultery, then you should be stoned to death.
那所以呢，大家一听到这个事情，大家都去找石头，拿好石头，一起围上去，准备好动手。
So when people heard about this, they all went and found big rocks, and they were about to throw them at her.
但是呢，当时的法利赛人呢、和当时的经学家呢，他想给耶稣出难题，所以呢，就把这个女人带到了耶稣那里，要耶稣来解决。
But at that time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to pose a hard question to Jesus, so they brought her to him.
其实在教会里面呢，我们会看到有些人是特别受欢迎的。
In church, you can see that some people are very popular.
那有些人呢，就不怎么受欢迎。
But some people are not very popular.
这可能是因为他们的性格、或者是处事的方法、各种的原因、造成他们、不太受欢迎。
This could be due to their personality or the way that they do things.
那些不受欢迎的人、如果再加上做了一些什么不好的事情会怎么样？
What would happen if those unpopular people did something bad?
其他的人很可能像在故事里面的到处去找石头藏在后面准备扔出去。
It could be very likely that when this happens that people will go and find rocks and prepare to throw them at them.
耶稣是怎样对待这一个犯了罪的女人呢？
How does Jesus deal with this person who had sinned?
故事里面的情节我不讲了，大家回去看约翰福音第八章。
We weren't going to depth about what happens in thisStory, you can go home and read it.
但是我想大家请注意的是，耶稣在最后和这个女人讲的那句话。
But do take note of the last line that Jesus said to her.
我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
I too will not condemn you. Go and do not sin anymore.
耶稣没有否定那个妇人犯的是罪。
Jesus did not deny the fact that that lady had sinned.
但是他温柔地挽回了他的心，正面地去鼓励他不要再犯罪。
But he gently redeemed her heart and helped her to not sin anymore.
那现在我想你们啊，每一个人去看一看坐在你身边的人，左边的一个，右边的一个，或者前面的、后面的，你认不认识他们？
Now I want you to look around you, and do you actually know the people?
看看，你认识他们吗？
Do you know them?
我不是要你们看看他们有没有犯罪哦，不要去找石头。
I don't want you to see if they've actually sinned and go and find rocks.
我是要你们去思想一下，上一次当他们有需要的时候，你给他们帮助是在什么时候？
But I want you to recall the last time that they were in need and that you actually gave them help.
大家记得吗？
Do you still remember?
或者说，你不知道他们需要帮助。
Or you may not know that they need help.
那上一次你用温柔的话去鼓励他们是在什么时候啊？
So when was the last time that you gently encouraged them with kind words?
或者你会说他们没有需要鼓励啊。
Or you may say that they don't even need an encouragement.
有没有这样想？
Have you ever thought like that?
不会啊，有谁不想要鼓励的？我也想要鼓励，是不是？
It can't be like no one doesn't need encouragement. Even Ben needs an encouragement.
还是说你根本没有关心他们的需要？
Or is it more likely that you do not even care about their needs?
你能说得出你上一次主动去关心别人，主动去服侍别人是在什么时候吗？
Can you say when was the last time that you actively wanted to help and encourage another person?
上一次教会有人生病，你打电话去关心他们是在什么时候啊？
When was the last time that when someone was sick at church that you actually gave them a call and see how they were?
上一次教会有人考试不好了，或者找不到工作了，遇到不开心的事情了，你去鼓励他是在什么时候啊？
When was the last time that when someone at church maybe did unwell at a test or could not find a job or met some problems that you actually went and encouraged them?
如果一个教会哦，只是一起在崇拜、团契、听到，但没有互相鼓励、彼此服侍，这是一个怎样的教会？
If a church only has people that come here to for Sunday worship and Bible study and does not offer words of encouragement and support to one another, what kind of church is this?
这是一个没有爱的教会。
This is a church with no love.
没有爱的教会不是基督的教会。
A church with no love is not a church of Christ.
让我们成为一个彼此服侍的教会。
Let's all become a church that serves one another.
从今天起，细细的去观察你身边的这一些人，他们的需要是什么？
So from today onwards, carefully observe the needs of people around you and see if they need support.
彼此服侍，这是第一点哈。
So serving one another is the first point.
好，那我们在讲下一个题目之前，我想问大家有没有听过一首歌？
So before we go into the next point, we're going to ask you if you've heard of this song.
这首歌的名字叫《心太软》。
The name of this song is Your Heart is Too Soft.
听过吗？
It's a Chinese song.
你总是心太软，心太软，
yes.
把所有问题都自己扛。
Yes, that is how it goes.
我告诉你，男孩子都喜欢这首歌哈，虽然不一定做得到。
Boys really like this song, although they may not be able to do what the song says.
这首歌多么的浪漫呢、啊，多么的英雄啊
！The song so like romantic and so manly.
有什么问题？有什么问题我们自己来扛哈，我不需要你们，我能行的。
If there are any problems in my life, I will deal with them myself. I don't need anyone's help.
我告诉你这个世界或许有人喜欢这种英雄，或者有人喜欢做这种英雄。
In our world today, there may be some people who like these kind of manly people or who want to be those people.
但是教会不需要这样的英雄。
But the church don't need these kind of people.
第六章的第二节告诉我们，个人的重担要互相的担当。
Verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens.
这里讲到弟兄姐妹之间互相担当个人的重担的时候呢，就完全了基督的律法。
So when brothers and sisters carry each other's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ.
什么是基督的律法？
What is the law of Christ?
爱就是基督的律法。
Love is the law of Christ.
如果大家看我们今天那个经文的在上面一点呢、啊，第十四节里面，第五章的十四节的时候就讲到，因为全部的律法都在爱人如己这一句话里面成全了。
Because if we read a bit further, a bit before that, it says in verse 14 that all the laws of Christ are based on one law, and that is love one another as yourself.
我再看见我们今天的经文，看下去第三节的时候，如果有人本来没什么了不起，却自以为是了不起的，就是欺骗自己。
So in verse 3 it says, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
这就是说那些自以为了不起的人呢，不管有什么事都不愿意让别人来跟他分担的，这些就是英雄。
So what it means is that.People who think they are something, and that when they encounter problems, and they don't want people to help them, then they are those manly people.
我不要人家的帮忙，我只要帮助别人就好了，不要别人帮忙。
I don't need anyone's help, but I will only help other people.
这些人是英雄，但是教会不要英雄。
These are heroes, but the church don't need them.
我们要的是互相担当的弟兄姐妹。
We need brothers and sisters who will carry each other's burdens.
我们是基督身体的一部分，我们不要个人主义。
We are all a body of Christ, and we don't need these individualistic ideas.
除了英雄教会不要之外，还有一种人教会不要。
Apart from these manly heroes, we don't need. There's another kind.
这种人叫做狗熊。
These are called pandas, are they?
这个英文比较难翻译是吧？
Oh, there's.
中国人啊，很多时候会用狗熊来形容一个人的时候呢，就是指这个人非常的愚昧或者非常的自私。
Well, the Chinese people describe some people as bears or pandas when they are very ignorant and very selfish.
啊，而且呢，这种人是非常的固执的，不听人家讲的。
And they are very stubborn and they don't listen to other people.
那如果应用在我们的生活当中的话，就是那一些自以为很了不起的人。
So when we apply this to our actual lives, it's people who think they're very special.
啊，他们有事的时候不需要你帮忙，也不需要别人分担。
When they have problems in their lives, they don't need other people's help and they don't need your care.
啊，但是同时呢，别人有事的时候也别找他们。
But at the same time, if other people need help, then they don't, then they can't go to them and find help.
这些人不让别人分担，也不分担别人的啊，目中没有。
These kind of people do not share their burdens with other people and do not share other people's burdens.
他们比英雄更糟糕。
They're even worse than these manly heroes.
所以我叫他们狗熊。
So that's why they're called pandas.
这些自视过高的人，不管是英雄还是狗熊，其实这种人呢，很容易在他们的人际关系当中出现问题。
These selfish people often have problems with relationships in their lives.
经常呢啊，今天跟这个合不来，明天跟那个合不来，常常有这种的事情。
Quite often they have disagreements with other people.
第四节，保罗叫我们个人要常常的省察自己的作为。
Verse 4 says, each one should test his own actions.
看看自己是不是成了英雄或者是狗熊。
So that they can see if they become heroes or pandas.
我们怎么样去检验一下自己呢？很容易的，只要你先看看周围的人啊，看看这个大堂的人。
So how do we test ourselves? It's really easy. Just look at the people around you now.
看看当中有没有一些人是你觉得你根本不想跟他打交道，不想跟他做朋友。
Are there people in this here right now that you don't even want to be friends with or don't even want to know?
如果有这样的人的话呢，你先不要想你自己为什么不喜欢他。
If there are such people, don't think about why you don't like them.
因为你可能有很多的理由不喜欢他。
Because there may be lots of things that you don't like about them.
你先不要管这个人有多么的不可爱。
Don't think about how unlovable that person is first.
我们先问自己，我们自己在彼此服侍的这个行为上面，我有主动的去服侍过他吗？
But first, think to yourself, in the act of serving one another, have I actively went and served that person?
当我觉得他那个人有问题不好的时候，我有主动的用温柔的心去挽回他吗？
When that person did something wrong, did I with a gentle heart try and save them or redeem them?
或者说，哎呦，看见这种人就讨厌，最好跟他少打交道。
Or is it more likely that you just don't like those kind of people and don't even want to interact with them?
或者会不会又是另外一个例子，就是当譬如说在听到的时候啊，隔壁的人。又在打游戏机，又在跟人家聊天了，怎么办呢？
Or another example is when we're listening to the sermon and the person beside you is playing games or like doing stuff on their phone.
我们会不会用温柔的心去告诉他怎么样做呢
？Will we with a gentle heart go and tell them what they should do？
还是会不会我们变成了今天经文里面的第一节啊？自己就没小心被他也引诱了。
Or will we be like in verse 1 says that we also become tempted?
人家在聊天，我们也加入一起聊天了。
If other people are chatting, then we join in the conversation.
弟兄姐妹，爱人如己是一个基督徒的口号。
The phrase that love others as yourself is a Christian's
口号。
Slogan, yes, slogan.
口号其实每一个基督徒都会叫。
Slogans, every Christian can repeat them.
但是彼此服侍、互相担当，不是一个口号，而是一个爱的行动。
But serving one another and sharing in each other's burdens is not a slogan, but an action.
要为爱做出行动的话，就需要牺牲。
To act for the sake of love needs sacrifice.
没有牺牲，没有行动，不会有真正的爱。
Without sacrifice and without actions, there is no love.
神怎么样爱人的？
How does God love people?
神是不是只是在这个圣经或者透过先知告诉人，哎，我很爱你，就这样就完了呢？
Does God simply through the Bible say, oh, I love you a lot, and that's it?
他除了告诉我们他爱我们之外，他还让他的爱子耶稣基督啊，以行动来证明他的爱。
Apart from telling us through the Bible that he loves us, he actually sent his beloved son, and through his actions, he demonstrated his love for us.
什么行动？
And what act did he do?
就是进入人的世界，上十字架为人赎罪。
That act was that he entered this human world and died on the cross for our sins.
爱是需要行动的。
Love requires action.
以前你在教会或者团契当中看到有人软弱了的话，或者需要帮助，你可能就当看不见。
In the past, in soul groups, when you see people in need, you may have pretended to not see.
但盼望在今天，你看了这些的经文，回去在团契里面在讨论这些经文的时候，改变我们的态度。
But I hope that after reading these passages and thinking about them, that you will change your actions.
那再继续我们看最后一节第五节，大家有没有注意哦？这里讲的一句话很特别，叫做个人必担当自己的担子。
So in the last verse, it says it's quite special. This verse, it says, "For each one should carry his own load."
为什么第二节的时候说担子要互相的担当，但是这里又说担子要自己担？大家有没有注意到
？Why does it say in verse 2 that it says carry each other's burdens, but in verse 5 it says each one should carry his own load?
这是不是前后矛盾有冲突啊？
Do these two contradict each other?
其实从英文或者从特别是中文呢，在这里我们看不到很大的分别。
Through the English or Chinese translations, we can't really tell the difference.
但是在保罗写的信呢，他是用希腊文写。如果是看到希腊的原文的时候，发现呢这两个字、这两个单字哦，中文没有什么很大的分别，但是在希腊文里面是完全不一样的意义。
But when we actually read the original Greek text that Paul used, these two words have really different meanings.
第二节讲的呢，这个担子呢是有关生活的压力、生活上的困难这一种的担子。
In verse 2, the burden means that the burdens of life and the pressures of life.
这个担子是大家可以互相的分担，可以互相的帮助彼此的服侍的。
These kind of burdens are able to be shared with each other.
在第五节用的这个担子呢，是形容古代那个士兵啊身上背着那个行囊。
The burden in verse 5 actually means that in the past when soldiers were marching, they had to carry their own load, so they ammunition and bags and stuff.
那这是每一个士兵都需要承担的，是不能够推卸的一个责任，不能够分担的责任。
This kind of load is a load that every soldier needed to carry on his own, and it couldn't be shared around.
那保罗这里第五节用这个是要表达基督徒有一样东西，有一方面的责任是不能够跟别人分担的。
So this in verse 5 it means that there is one kind of responsibility that Christians can't share with each other.
基督徒只有一样事情是不能彼此服侍、互相担当，要自己扛起来的。
There's one kind of responsibility that Christians can't share with each other, and they must carry on their own.
那就是最后末日的审判和审判的后果，我们要自己扛。
And that is the judgment on Judgment Day and the verdict that God gives each one of us.
没有互相担当，只有自己扛。
We can't share that. We must carry it on our own.
这两个担子，一个可以互相担，一个需要自己扛。这两者的关系在哪里呢？
So these two words, one is that we can share, and the other is that we can't share. So what's the relationship between the two words?
保罗是在告诉我们，如果今天我们能够为身边的弟兄姐妹而彼此的服侍、彼此的担当困难软弱的话，我们就活出了基督的爱。
So Paul says that if we do share in each other's burdens and we do serve each other, then we fulfill the laws of Christ, which is His love.
这样的话，圣灵就会在我们身上去结满了果子。
And in that way, we can bear lots of fruits.
当我们活出了基督的形象，我们在必须要去面对我们那个要面对的最后的审判的时候，我们就能够站立得住了。
When we do such things and we are like the image of Christ, then on Judgment Day, then we can stand firm in front of God.
啊，这就是在那个时候我们就能够扛得起那不可推卸的责任。
So at that time we will be able to carry the burden that can't be shared.
相反的，如果我们单单啊口里面只会讲一个基督徒的口号，但没有基督徒的生命，最后会怎么样呢
？And at the same time, if we simply just repeat the slogan of Christians and don't actually do anything, what will happen on Judgment Day?
耶稣曾经说过，不是每一个口里说主啊主啊的人都能进天国。
Jesus once said that not everyone who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God.
神要看的不是我们讲的多好。
God does not want to see how well we can repeat this slogan.
而是我们有没有爱的行动。
But he wants to see if we have love and the actions.
让我们今天开始啊，花更多的心思去想一想我们周围的人的需要，在哪一方面我们可以去鼓励他们，彼此的服侍，彼此的担当。
So from now on, let's take more time to take note of all the people around us and their needs, and how we can share the burden with them.